It is about 11 o'clock as my throat gives away from the week's worth of work. But Willie B. Lakey on from AstrosDaily.com. How you doing, Willie B.?
Hey, pretty good. How you guys doing?
Doing okay. Got the big win last night. I can't even say big win. Got the win last night. But it's been a tough, tough week for Astros fans everywhere. How are you holding up?
Oh, I do pretty well. I've only been doing this since 1962 with this team. So mm-hmm. I learned disappointment being an Aggie and Astros fan early on.
Now, you know, looking at this team historically, we've talked about this a little bit before. How bad or how good is this team historically?
Historically, this is a pretty disappointing team. You know, we turned around some disappointment in 04 and 05, we were able to turn it around. I think those were a little bit better teams and were disappointing the first couple of months. But this one is disappointing. I wasn't expecting all that much. I thought third place was probably as good as we could do. But sometimes we just don't seem to be putting too much of an effort out there.
Yeah, and, you know, the effort thing, that's been a question. Everybody remembers that big blow up by Cecil Cooper after the Yankees butt-whooping Game 3 of that series. They remember the effort thing. If you're not going to put an effort, we're not going to put you out there and all that stuff. But it seems like it's become an issue again. Is the All-Star break the perfect thing for this team right now because they get a break, they get a chance to recharge their batteries, and then come out, go for the second half? Or is this going to be a recurring theme for the rest of the season?
Well, it may repeat. I think the break's coming about a week too late or so for this team. That's what I'd written about last column for Astros Daily. We could have used a break this week. But, you know, they could come out a little bit stronger. It's going to be good, I guess, to give Roy some extra time off now. They're going to shuffle the rotation up a little bit. And we'll see if they come out. Hopefully they'll come out and at least just be competitive and maybe play spoiler for either the Cubs or the Brewers. You know, try to knock one of them out.
So it sounds like you're saying you think this team, for whatever reason, has run out of gas and they just need to recharge the batteries. Is that something you expect from a team full of veterans, pretty much? I mean, obviously you have some young guys on that team, but a team that has full of guys who've gone through seasons, are you saying they're out of gas before?
Oh, I don't know if they're out of gas. I think this team, we kind of started over. This was a new era to start this year. We didn't, for the first time in about 20 years, we didn't have either Bagwell or Biggio. We had a new new manager in his first full year in Cecil Cooper. We've got a new general manager. We're trying to make up for some of the trades I guess we made and depleted our farm system a little bit over the years, the last 5, 6, 7 years. So I don't know if they're really out of gas or if that's all it is. If you look, the one thing I look at is, you know, we're 14-18 in one run games, and if we had just turned that around, if we were 18-14, we'd be in so much better shape, and actually probably be people would still be maybe mentioning us as an all-star. I'm sorry, a wild card contender. But we'll see. We'll see if we can get Roy back healthy, fully healthy after the break, and we'll see if somebody like Bourne can start igniting the offense a little bit. It's just one of those things.
You speak of Royo and the injury that keeps bothering him. He goes off for the start and leaves after an inning's worth of work. Would you have just gone and told him, just go ahead and sit out this one and rest up another few, a week or so because of the All-Star break? Or do you let the pitcher go out because he knows his body a little bit better?
Maybe a little bit of both. I don't really know all the information that was being exchanged between Roy and the team and the doctors. If Roy thought he could go, and you let him go, in hindsight, yeah, we shouldn't have pitched him that day, and maybe he could have come right back this next Friday when we open up against the Cubs at home. But you kind of have to trust the player a little bit. Like I said, I don't know what information was exchanged mm-hmm. with the doctors and the team.
Willie B. joins us from AstrosDaily.com, and I'm looking at your website right now. And the one good thing that, you know, a lot of websites don't have on team websites is this date in history. And Astros history today, it was the All-Star game in 2004.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure that was such a great day
yeah.
in Astros history, but it was nice to have the All-Star game here for a third time. And I can remember just this last Wednesday, July 9th, was the 40th anniversary of the first All-Star game we had in Houston back in 1968. And I remember going to that game with my pop and a sister and a grandpa and just being so excited. That was a really good day for me.
Yeah, the Astros right now 43-51. The on the field lineups have been changing with Bourne, Erstad. You got Wigginton getting a leadoff chance there. What lineup works and what lineup should Cecil stay away from?
Oh boy, I wish I knew the exact answer for that. I think that if one way or another we needed to decide what we're going to do, if we're going to let Bourne and Tolles play, then we need to let them play. Maybe stick them down at the bottom in the 7-8 slot.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I agree, Pence probably shouldn't be our leadoff hitter. He's probably more valuable somewhere else in the lineup, but that may be our best leadoff hitter this year.
Man, and it's tough because you want to develop Hunter as your two guy or maybe put him at the 6 or the 5 even. But
I think he's a legit 3-4-5 hitter for the future. But are, you know, maybe you move Kaz up a little bit and try Pence number two with the big three that are hitting behind him, Bergman, Lee, and Tejada. You know, we need to get Tejada going also in the second half as well. But right now, just take a little pressure off Bourne, maybe batting eight. But we need to find out if he can really play and go out there and make some adjustments and get better in the second half. If he's not the answer in center field, we've let go of a pretty good relief pitcher for nothing right now.
I want to talk about Chris Sampson for a little bit. Came in last night, got the big out, got the big double play to get them out of the jam, saved the win for Wandy. Right now, his ERA is at 4.62, a win-loss record of 4-3. At 30 years old, is this what you expect of Chris Sampson, or has he exceeded your expectations coming into the season? Because in his spot starts, when he's coming in, I guess he's filled in for Roy and got a win as well. So is this what you expect from Chris Sampson, or is he exceeding your expectations?
Well, I tell you what, he's really turned it around since they did send him to the pen, and with the exception of, I guess, that one spot start that he made that was just tremendous. Because we certainly didn't expect to get 5 innings out of him that night. He's looking like a pretty darn good 7th or 8th inning pitcher right now, and he seems to go about his job very professionally. He in some ways he's exceeded my expectations, but I'm not sure that I expected too much from him this year. But since the move to the pen, he's been doing great.
And one of the bright spots, Brian Mueller also, the pitching in the last month or so has, you know, it's been up and down, but for the most part, they've kept the Astros in a position to win, and the offense has stalled. And you have the right pieces. You have the right players. There's some of them, actually a lot of them might be past their prime, but you do have Lee, Bergman, Pence there. What else can the Astros do to get the offense going in the second half of the season?
Well, I've complained about their lack of patience at the plate, and they really showed it, I thought, a couple of weeks back when they faced Matsusaka, who pitches all over the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And they went up there just swinging right off the bat in the first inning. I know there's arguments I get in conversations with Scott Barzilla, who's a big statistician, a big Sabre guy, and I'm really not, but... there's some pros and cons to standing up there and taking pitches, but it's proven that the more patient you are, the better pitches you're eventually going to see overall over the course of a season. And I just think that's one thing. They're going to have to be a little bit patient, a little bit more patient than they have been.
Willie B. joins us from AstrosDaily.com. You can hear him every Sunday here. Real quickly, when we go into the All-Star break, we have to give out some grades. So I'm going to throw out a few names. And just throw out the grade that you think they should deserve so far into the season, starting off with Cecil Cooper.
I'm going to give him a B-, C+. I think he's, you know, some of that, he's still learning. I think he's made a few decisions that I probably wouldn't make. He's jumbled the lineup a little bit too much in some ways. You know, let's try something and let's try something for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And just give up on it the very next day. But I'll give him a B-, maybe a C+.
Okay, Ed Wade.
Oh, boy, I'll get in trouble. I think Wade was put between a rock and a hard place kind of coming in. I still don't understand all that went down in the Sean Chacon thing either. I'm going to give him about the same grade, a C+.
C+, all right. Lance Berkman, We had the hot May and then cooled off significantly in June. And, you know, just showing ups and downs again in July. Lance Berkman.
Overall, you have to give him an A to an A+. He's having just a tremendous season right now, one to rival just about any season that an Astros had at the plate. So I give him a high A.
Carlos Lee.
Carlos Lee, let's go about a B+. I like to watch the guy play. He always looks like he's having fun, but he's a little bit of a liability out there in left field at times. He does go up hacking, and he can be one of the most patient, but at times when you want him to be a little bit more patient, he seems to be going up there a free swinger.
You don't have to give a guy an F you don't like, but who's been your most disappointing Astro this season?
I think it has to be Bourne because of what we gave up to get him, and he hasn't served to ignite the offense at the top of the order. Maybe he shouldn't be there, but that's the job he's been given to do, and he simply hasn't done it.
Willie B, real quickly before we get out of this segment, give us a quick update on what's happening on AstrosDaily.com for all the new Game Time listeners who want to come check it out.
Well, I usually do just the weekly columns. Bob Halsey could probably fill you in more about things that are happening, but we have a great section on the history of the team. I think we have more data about the history of this team than any other site, including the team's MLB.com
mm-hmm.
site. We got some great articles. Scott Barzilla updates us on statistics and that facet of the game. We get a lot of input from people that just go to games and write about their experience. And then one of my favorite bits is always when Gene Elston pops in on the board and some of the photos that he's got from the old days. Especially a time like this when the present isn't so isn't such a great thing.
Yeah.
We can always kind of go back and reminisce about some of the old days and the better days in the past.
AstrosDaily.com, and this day in history, we can only think about the 2004 team. They were down. They were down a significant hole, and they came back. There's hope.
That's right. We'll see if we can. Like I say, I don't really expect us to make the playoffs. I didn't expect that at the start of the season. But if we can just play competitively, and it'd be so sweet just to knock the Cubs, the Brewers, or maybe to go on and finish off the Cardinals this season. At least we'd have that going for us.
Absolutely. AstrosDaily.com. Go check them out. They'll be here every Sunday during the Astros season. As long as we can bear to talk some Astros baseball, because if they hit that losing streak, it's not going to be fun next week.
I can always have fun with them. So I'll always try to at least paint a little bit brighter picture.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for taking time out, Willie B.
Hey, no problem. Thank you, guys.
All right, AstrosDaily.com. It was somewhat painful because, with the Astros, it's a win. And if it's a win, you're not getting any ground because you have three good teams ahead of you.
The issue is it's a win, then there's three or four losses before mm-hmm. your next win. And apparently the Zip thing is, not to mention him and with Astros Daily, but again, he comes in, they win. I don't know if that leads to Sunday, but again, he leaves.
I'm gonna put my money on the Astros today because of that one. I'm watching this like infomercial of this Express cooker.
Yeah,
I want one.
I'm hungry. I like one right
that
now.
That looks awesome. She baked a cake in like 3 minutes. This is sweet.
And it says yummy on there. So
yeah,
it has
steak
to be
roll
good.
Ups, chicken breast. This is awesome. All right. Coming up next, Jose Cruz Jr. is going to join us. And we have a call on line 5 for some reason. I don't know what that is. All right, let's go to break so KJ can pick that up. It is a new Game Time.